Robert Stark here, and I am joined here with Robert Lindsay. Robert Lindsay, it's great having you back on.
Thank you, Robert. Happy to be here.
So you have this new project. You're starting this new thing. It's called the Alternative Left. A while back,
yes.
Someone was saying we're like the left wing of the alternative right. So now
right.
You kind of decided like you're now like the alternative left.
Well, some people started saying that Lindsay's the alternative left. I don't really like those people. They're white nationalists, and they're kind of almost like Nazis, but but they were linking to me, and they said they started calling me the alternative left. So, okay.
Can you say what the website was specifically?
I can't remember. It seemed to have something to do with one of Richard Spencer's. It seemed to have something to do with him, like all guys, stuff like that. I just can't remember.
It was Radix. Maybe it was Richard Spencer's site, Radix.
Yeah, that is what it was, actually. Yeah. Exactly.
So were they praising you, or were they saying about you particularly?
Yeah, they like me. Yeah. Nazis always like me, or they usually do. I actually don't mind them, really, to say the truth.
Well,
I should say I hate them, but they're pretty nice to me.
They're nicer to you than most of the leftists.
Yeah, conservatives in general are really nice to me. So, I mean, I don't agree with them, and I think their views are wrong, but I like them a lot. The people I really hate are the left. I don't even want to tell you how much I hate them. In fact, I want to tell them that's how much I hate them. I mean, it's personal. Yeah, I mean, they really treat me bad, man.
Yeah, they're really nasty people.
Well, they really hate me, man. They really hate me. I mean, really, they're ugly about it.
What was that site that was recently attacking you on Reddit?
Oh, Blue Pill. Yeah.
Was that kind of like a man boobs type site?
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly.
What were they saying about you?
Yeah. I don't know. They were saying I was a pedophile. I think so, yeah.
What was their evidence?
They wrote something about, I think they linked to a few articles where I said I was talking about adult men having sex with teenage girls, or adult men being attracted to teenage girls, underage teenage girls, and I just said that it's not pedophilia. Those guys aren't pedophiles, and the desire to do something like that is completely normal. And to find those girls attractive is completely normal. And even to fantasize about them or masturbate and think about them or whatever, it's all completely normal. You know, to have sexual fantasies about them, all this is normal. It's not a psychiatric matter. They're not pedophiles. These guys aren't pedophiles. It's a sociological matter. Society has decided that they don't like it. It's a moral issue.
Well, different societies and cultures decide to set their standards differently. It's not a It's not a psychological pathology. It's just how society decides what boundaries they want to set.
Well, the mental health professionals are quite adamant that adult men liking teenage girls is not it's not a disorder, and it's not even abnormal. That's what they said, because they wanted to put hemophilia in the DSM-5, but the clinicians all got together and they just shot down. They said, number one, this is not a disorder, and number two, it's not even abnormal. So let's just get rid of this, you know.
Do you remember a while back there was this black neocon who had like a cowboy hat, and he called your blog an anti-Semitic pedophiliac blog?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Well, And these blue pill guys were all saying, well, obviously Lindsay really wants to have sex with teenage girls or something. And, you know, and that's not even true. And no, I don't. No, I don't. I don't care anything about it. I don't even look at them. I didn't even look at them. I just think that there's nothing wrong with wanting to do with being attracted to them and looking at them and thinking about them or even wanting to have sex with them. That's just my personal opinion. It doesn't have anything to do with what I want to do myself or anything like that. I don't even think about them anymore. As I've gotten older and older, they don't.
Did you used to like when you were in your 30s and 40s?
Yeah, well, of course. I just recently, only in the last few years, maybe in the last 5 years or whatever, or last 3 or 4 years, they just look like little girls to me. Yeah, I'm just not that into them. But there's like a 16, I met a couple 16, 17-year-old girls. They look pretty good, man. They're pretty nice, too. They were kind of young-looking, but I don't know. If these guys are so concerned about that, maybe they'll just keep it illegal. But if they start making this stuff legal, I mean, guys like me might just want to do it, you know.
So with the alternative left, like a lot of I've been saying this before, like you have much more in common ideologically with like paleocons, alternative right, and third positionist types than you do with like the establishment left types.
Sort of. I'm sort of, that stuff sort of resonates, but not completely. I mean, we really differ on certain things, seriously. Well, all those people. I'm not really anywhere on the spectrum, you know. I'm just politically homeless. Doesn't feel very good either.
Why not just call yourself like a radical centrist?
Well, I don't like centrists. And it's a centrist in the United States is someone who votes for Republicans half the time. And, you know, or who says, well, the Democrats are too liberal and the Republicans are too conservative. So that's like, what the difference might be.
But not like 50% your stereotype.
50% Republican.
Your stereotype of like a moderate is a kind of someone who's like wishy-washy and decisive, couldn't there be like a radical center that combines like the alternative right and alternative left?
Well, they're invertebrates, yeah, of course. I mean, and the center in the United States is just awful. They're right wingers. You know? I mean, we on the left don't like them at all. They're the people Democratic Party's too liberal. What? Democratic Party is too liberal? What? You know, that's just a Democratic Party. It's just like the liberal wing of the Republican Party or something. It's not too liberal. What do you mean it's too liberal? Well, it looks like meet the Republicans halfway. You know, what? What? No, no. And that's what a centrist is. So I'm not going to be a centrist. No. No. I'm still on the left, but I'm saying I am right wing on a few things, though. I took a test recently and I scored 88% liberal, 12% conservative. So
what are like the key issues that the alternative left disagrees with the mainstream left on?
Probably the cultural left mostly is what we don't like, and immigration.
Are you gonna write like a official manifesto on your site?
Probably yes. I mean, our main beef is going to be with the cultural left. I'm having a hard time selling this alternative left thing, too, because ever since I started talking about it, right-wingers have been floating to my site, and I'm starting to have to ban them. And,
really?
And, you know, it's attracting right-wingers again. Yeah, it's just the same thing. It's like race. Race is completely polarized. You're either a cultural left, anti-racist kook job, or you're a Nazi, you know, and there's nothing in between. America's insane, you know. You have to pick these two whack spectrums, and if you're not this left wing idiot, you have to be this right wing psycho or something. You know, there's nothing in between. And you know, if you say the culture, hell with the cultural left, then you got to be a social conservative. And I'm not a social conservative either.
So you prefer the term cultural leftist to you don't like the term cultural Marxist?
It's a lie. There is no cultural Marxism, I don't think. Marxism is about class struggle. There's never been any cultural Marxists. I mean, not really.
Basically, the establishment left is they're culturally leftist, but they're in favor of neoliberal economics.
Yeah, right. It's the worst of both worlds. I mean, how bad can you get? They're awful on culture and awful on economics. Wonderful. Yeah, I'm going to buy into this. I'm supposed to buy into this, you know? I think we should stop pigeonholing people into liberal and conservative. That's just dumb. We've got to... Everybody in the United States has to be either a liberal or a conservative or a moderate. That's just wrong. You don't have to be any of those. And you know, if you say, well, I'm a liberal, there's like 1,000 things you got to check off. You got to check all 1,000 of them. If you don't check one, they go, oh, you're a reactionary. And if you say, I'm a conservative, they give you this checklist, and there's 1,000 things you got to check all of them. You don't check one, they go, oh, whoa, you're a liberal.
Well, you're like an independent blogger, but if you want to be part of a major news outlet, like if you want to get on radio or TV broadcasting journalism, you sort of have to pick a team. You can't be. It's hard to be independent or politically homeless.
Right, right. Well, what's wrong with being liberal on some things and conservative on other things? What's wrong with that? See, we can't be that way in the United States. It's all or nothing. It's completely polarized and it's completely stupid. There's nothing wrong with being liberal on some things and conservative on other things. It's okay. I've always said that I would support Republican positions if they ever had any positions worth supporting. And generally they don't, but, I mean, if the Republicans were ever sane on something and the left was nuts, I would just support the right.
Actually, I think Donald Trump is the most sane on economics out of all the Republicans running. He actually said, he was in an interview, like, most of the Republicans are for a flat tax. And Donald Trump actually said, no, that's a bad idea. I mean, a billionaire, it's crazy, insane for a billionaire to pay the same tax rate as a working class person.
Well, sure. I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump, but Donald Trump has some good positions, and I agree with him on certain things.
He wants to tax, like, corporations who outsource jobs overseas.
Right. Do you hear any Democrats saying that? You will never hear a Democrat saying that. I mean, these are corporate Democrats. He's the only anti-corporate candidate out there, him and Sanders. They ought to get together, be running mates.
I guess, like, a radical center would be sort of like a hybrid. Would it be the hybrid of, like, the best of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders?
That's not going to work. U.S. politics is not going to work that way. Everybody would just go, wow, that's insane. Oh, they're just schizophrenic, you know. I mean, it's just, you know.
Organization called the Club for Growth, and they're in favor of a really extreme right-wing economics, and they've been attacking Donald Trump.
Well, good, yeah. He's running as a right-wing populist, and we haven't had a right-wing populist in a long time in this country. Reminds me of Huey Long. I mean, I kind of like the guy in a way. I just went and looked over his positions, though, and I was thinking, oh, my God, no. But a few things, it's like, wow, he's finally right. He wants to shut down the H-1Bs. Wow, the Democrats won't even do that.
There's this professor at UC Davis named Professor Matloff, and he's actually like a progressive. He's a computer science professor. He describes himself as a progressive who supports Bernie Sanders, but he's been very critical of the H-1B visas, and he was praising Donald Trump's immigration plan.
Good, good. He's right. And he wants to cut down on legal immigration, too. And that's also a good idea because All these Republican idiots are saying, well, we need to stop illegal immigration. But then they're always saying, well, you know, if we stop illegal immigration, we're gonna jack up legal immigration. That's what they're saying. well, we're gonna throw all the illegals out, and then we're gonna double legal immigrants.
Well, here's the thing. It's not about legality. It's about the numbers.
Apparently, if you're a Republican, you have to have a hard-on for immigration. I mean, Republicans, they love immigrants. Man, they love those immigrants, you know? Well, if we can't have the illegals, then let's double the legals. They love those immigrants. The Republican Party loves those immigrants. And that's the truth of it. They don't hate immigrants. They love them. Trump is the first anti-immigrant Republican. And he's really anti-immigrant because he's cracking down on the illegals too. And he's cracking down on the phony job visas. And they're all phony. They're all phony. It's all fake. Republicans have they've just gained this issue. The Republicans don't even care about illegal immigrants. They don't even give a damn. You know, really, it's just that it's just an issue to rile up their base. They could care less. I mean, illegal immigrants are great for business, and they're just all about business. And these corporations and businesses that they represent, they absolutely love those illegals. They can't get enough of them. And the Republicans have never cracked down on businesses for hiring illegals. They've never done it.
Who wrote the article, but I remember a while back there was a prominent journalist wrote a article saying like a progressive case for a reduction in immigration. Do you remember that?
No. I would like to read it. Trump also is coming out against these free trade agreements.
Oh, yeah.
They're lousy. Yeah. He says these are lousy. They suck. We don't want these. Sign me out. You see, he's the only person who'll come out against these free trade agreements. Democratic Party loves those awful agreements.
He wants to put in.
Party loves those awful agreements. They both love them. It's too corporate.
He's talking about. Yeah, he's talking about tariffs and actually putting a tax on corporations that outsource.
Yeah. He's the only anti-free trade and anti-open borders candidate out there because both parties, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, are absolutely committed to total free trade, which is catastrophic for the United States, and open borders, which is catastrophic for the United States. The Democrats and the Republicans are a lot more alike than you think. I mean, look at this crazy TIPP. Obama just can't get enough of that. He loves it, you know. It's going to throw millions, going to cost millions of jobs. We will lose millions of jobs in this country due to that TIPP. How could anyone be for that? How could you be for that?
What is the alternative left's position on, like, official position, like, on immigration? Like, do you have, like, a list of what the numbers should be?
Now I want to get rid of the illegals. I don't know how to do it. I want to make e-verified illegal all over the whole country. I want to make it so everybody has to use e-verify. The problem is businesses are just refusing to use it and they're going around it. That's what happened in Arizona. But I still think if we can make e-verify a lot more mandatory, it's going to be a lot harder for these illegals to work. I mean, there's this whole idea that no matter how hard you make it for these illegals to work, they're still going to work. All 11 million of them are going to be able to go out and find a job. Every single one of them. Really? Really? Millions of Americans are out of work?
Do you support a moratorium on legal immigration?
No, not at all, no. I'd go over to maybe 100,000. I think it's a million.
100,000 a year? I think right now it's like 1.5 million.
I think it's 1 million, but I would lower it to 400,000. That's what it was in the 1970s, and that felt sane back then. This doesn't feel sane. It feels weird. It feels like an invasion or something. This feels like I'm living in the United Nations. It doesn't mean my country anymore. And a lot of these immigrants we're taking in, they're not high-quality immigrants. They're low-quality immigrants.
Do you think it should be like favoritism for Europeans? Like the majority, there should be quotas saying majority should be from Europe?
No, that's never going to fly anyway, but I would support a point system like all the other sane countries have. And Trump is right. Mexico ships their drugs, their dregs. Those people coming here are the dregs of Mexico. It's the working class of Mexico. It's the proletariat of Mexico. It's the workers and peasants of Mexico. And it's not a very high class of people, man. And the whole thing is, it's all being done so the Mexican rich, who just own that whole country, they steal every nickel made in that country. They are doing this because the working class, the peasants in Mexico, are a great big problem because they don't give them anything. The rich pay no taxes. It's extremely unequal. And basically what they're doing is they're exporting their potentially revolutionary class. So they don't have to split things up more fairly. And the left is in on this. The left is in on this. The U.S. left is helping the Mexican radical right-wing oligarchs export their revolutionary class so they don't have to do revolution in Mexico. Now, why is the left supporting oligarchs?
You're spot on. If you shut down the border, what would happen is all those people in poverty, they would push for revolutionary change and push for the wealthiest people there to share more of their wealth.
Well, I don't know if it'd be revolutionary, because I once asked my mother about that. You know, she's the smartest woman in the whole world now. But we're talking about the revolution in Central America. And I said, what about Mexico? The Republicans keep saying it's going to come to Mexico. And she said, no, they had their revolution. And she's right. They had their revolution, 100 years ago. But it was a revolution, and it was kind of a socialist revolution. And it did do some good things. It's not a very socialist country anymore at all. And they need some sort of a Hugo Chavez in there now or something. It's just Mexican people are really depoliticized, and they don't get politics at all.
You know what's interesting, you bring that up? Is I have a way, like on my website, is I can check the countries of my of hit counts I get, and I get a lot. I get hit counts from South America, but I rarely get hit counts from Mexico.
Yeah, Mexicans just have no political consciousness whatsoever. And it's my job to vote for a right winger. Well, the PRI was a party of the revolution. There's the word revolution is even in there. I forget what it's called, but it's the. I don't know. But the R in there stands for revolution. And that was a party of the Mexican Revolution. But they've just become an ossified party. And now that's not a socialist party anymore. You know, they're a member of the Socialist International, but that is not a socialist. It's just become a completely bureaucratized party, and they're just kind of like right-wingers in a way. You know, these so-called socialists, they get so ossified that they're not even socialists anymore, you know what I mean? They stay in power forever. And they're really corrupt. They're horribly corrupt.
What do you think about this comment left by Anatoly Karlin on this article? He said, he left this quote by Marine Le Pen. It says, there is no left or right, only nationalist and globalist.
Well, yeah. That's right. And Trump is a nationalist, right. And the Democratic Party, those are globalists. The Republican Party, those are globalists. They're both completely committed to globalism, and they're both the enemies of the American people. They're the enemies of the nation. They're the enemies of the homeland. I mean, I support the homeland. You know, without the homeland, there's nothing. That's my motto. I'm a nationalist. Let's bring back American nationalism. Now, in terms of nationalism, these parties are just traitors. They're just treason. They're not even helping our country. They're selling the country out. They're hurting the country. And they don't care because they get rich by screwing the country. See?
What's the alt-right, the alt-left stance on HBD?
That's kind of tough. We think it ought to be researched. We think it might be true. We believe that the truth is soft HBD and soft environmentalism. And we don't really agree with hard HBD, especially we don't like them ideologically. But if HBD, in any sense at all, hard HBD or soft HBD, if it's true, our position is the left is going to have to come up with some sort of a politics to answer for the truth of HBB. At some point, HBB is just going to become truth. And we've got to develop a political response to that. We have no political response right now. The only political response is shouting it down and saying it's not true and lying, basically lying. I don't think we can lie forever.
This is what I'm reading you. What you said is you said the alt left would support the entirety of the A3P's American Third Position Party's position on immigration.
Yes, I would. Yes, that's right. Well, once again, those are national, so I'm okay with them.
You're saying you don't agree with getting rid of the Immigration Act of 1965.
No, that's not going to work. I mean, that's too white nationalist. None of these white nationalist dreams are ever going to work. Too late for that. Country's gone.
Oh, what you said is you said immigration should probably look like the country. So, like, 64% white, Caucasian, 17% Hispanic, 13% black, carefully screened, 3% Asian.
I wouldn't mind that. That would be a sane immigration policy, but try to put it in. Watch the left screen.
You can make a leftist argument and say that's affirmative action. Couldn't you make?
They're just going to say it's white privilege or something. You know? And the Republicans are going to say the truth because the Republicans don't want white immigrants. Can you exploit a white immigrant? You can't exploit him very well, can you? They don't like white immigrants. It's all about cheap labor. And white people are not cheap labor, so the Republicans are against them.
I basically noticed the trip I took to the Bay Area, I sort of noticed the whole thing. So like I saw the whole sector. I drove through like all the agriculture areas in the Salinas Valley, which are I guess a lot probably kind of similar to where you live. And then I up towards like San Jose, I noticed like the whole H-1B thing. So you see the whole scale of this.
Right, right. It's pretty sickening, isn't it? The UN. We live in the UN. We don't even live in America. Why don't we just call it the United Nations of America?
I think Donald Trump did make some comment that, like, didn't he say it should be easier for Europeans to come here?
What, he said that? We should encourage Europeans?
But the thing is, the corporate elite wants people who are easier to exploit. Like they want.
They like those dark-skinned people, don't they? Yeah. This whole thing, all these white nationalists are supporting Republicans. I mean, they're insane. Republicans hate white people, man. What does a Republican hate more than a white immigrant? Nothing. The immigrants they hate the most are the white immigrants. They want those dark-skinned people. Boy, you can sure exploit them dark-skinned people, can't you?
There's this senator who's now governor of Kansas, Sam Brownback, and he is like considered like ultra conservative. He's really into the religious right. He's very pro corporate, but he was asked about letting in white refugees from South Africa, and he says, "I don't want them here because they'll bring in racism."
that's really unfortunate, isn't it? And these Mexicans aren't racist, anything like that. You know.
What is the alt-left stance? You say you support equity feminism?
Yeah, well, we really should support some sort of feminism because the people who call themselves anti-feminists are just crazy. They just, you know, they don't believe in women's rights. We believe in women's rights, of course. I mean, the left should support women's rights. But not hating men, not declaring war on men, being puritanical and being crazy and being insane and celebrating lesbianism and attacking heterosexuality and attacking men, trying to put men in jail and prison.
How is equity feminism different than, like, gender feminism?
Equity feminism just wants equal rights for women, legal rights. Gender feminism says there's something called a patriarchy or something. Women are oppressed by the patriarchy, and it's just all in the celebration of lesbianism. hatred of heterosexuality and being puritanical and hating men and hating masculinity.
Are most of the gender studies departments in colleges gender feminism?
You mean the women's studies departments?
Yeah, women's studies.
Yeah, actually, I read a book. I looked in the book recently by Daphne Patai. She's related to, I think his name's Raphael Patai. He's an Israeli, and he wrote a book called The Arab Mind. The left hates it because it's racist or something. But basically, this Israeli guy, he's figured out Arabs. And he's an anthropologist. I mean, he's got them down. He's been studying them the whole time. And the truth about Arabs is kind of ugly. And so the book is kind of ugly, and of course the left hates it. And anytime you tell the ugly truth, the left flips out, you know, and says that the truth isn't true. The truth is false. And then they invent some lie, and they say, actually, this lie is what's real. I forget what the book was called. It's one of her books, Daphne Patai, something about the sexual harassment industry. And she said that the majority of the professors in women's studies departments in universities in the United States are radical feminists, and most of them are lesbians. They're radical lesbians. They're lesbian feminists.
What was your take on that Roger Devlin interview in his book, Sexual Utopia and Power?
Oh, he's right. He's right. But I didn't agree with him on a couple of things, but he was probably one of the best interviews I've ever done.
What was he most right about?
A lot of things. He's right about feminism. He's right about gender relations. I mean, it's all really depressing. Red pill is true. That's sad, isn't it? The red pill world is ugly. The blue pill world is beautiful, isn't it? The world that the feminists say is real is beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, but it's not real. Truth is ugly. The left says, see, people flip out if the truth is ugly. And the truth is ugly. You know? Life isn't this wonderful, beautiful paradise that you think it is, where it's all sugar and spice and everything nice and on. People are just kind of ugly, man. And women are kind of ugly. And the truth about women is ugly. And the truth about men is ugly. The truth about human beings is ugly. All this stuff is just ugly. We're just primitives. We're like cavemen. The men are like cavemen. But we're like cave women, you know? I mean, everything the left says is wrong. We're just
They're idealistic. They think human nature is actually good and that people are conditioned to be... They think human beings are conditioned to be bad by reactionary cultures. But if you educate people, then human nature will evolve and humans will be... are inherently good. A lot of leftists actually believe that.
No, human beings are sort of lousy. I mean, they're not really lousy. I mean, you see those elk running around in the forest? You see those elephant seals on the beach? I mean, are they lousy or are they good? Because that's what human beings are. We're just like these mammals, you know? You want to understand, women study female elephant seals. Study female elk. That's what your wife is like. That's what your girlfriend is.
So yeah, more questions you got in this article. So does the alternative left, do they strongly support environmentalism?
Yeah, we really do. I mean, I do. I'm just really radical on that. I've had to ban a bunch of people from my site, saying environmentalism is evil. Socialist plot by the elite or something. We're really down with environmentalism. We're not against it too much anyway, really. You know? Here in California, we have some really nutty environmentalists who are trying to stop this super fast train, the train that goes 200 miles an hour. You know the fast train they're trying to put in the valley.
Here? Yeah.
We got some crazy environmentalists who are trying to stop that. Well, we're going to oppose that.
What portion are they opposed to? Because there's the portion that goes for the Central Valley, but then it goes... Are they opposed to the part that goes for the Pacheco Pass?
they're just opposed to the whole thing. They don't want. They just want to shut it down. They've got all these stupid reasons. Sound just like the right wingers. I mean, my mom is right once again. Smartest woman in the whole world, and she says, "Well, you know, the political spectrum is not a line; it's a circle. And as the circle, the left wing circle starts heading down, the right wing circle starts heading down, and at the bottom of the circle they meet. The radical right and the radical left meet."
Yeah, it's called the horseshoe theory.
They're called crazy people. They're called insane people.
Yeah.
Actually,
you know,
down there.
You know that the Sierra Club, they were going to put out an amendment that was saying that mass immigration was bad for the environment. And
right,
there was
right.
this financier name, his name was David Gelbaum, who donated money to them to shut them up about it.
He's a Jew, right? A
Jew. Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, yeah, Jewish money shut down the Sierra Club resolution about immigration. The vote was 60-40. I voted on it. I've been a member of the club for a long time. And then I think they put some 23-year-old guy in to head the Sierra Club, and he's some Jew, too, so whatever. But, you know, the Jews don't like this anti-immigrant stuff. They hate it. The Jews hate this anti-immigrant stuff. They try to shut it down every time they hear it. And it's just because they think that's going to cause Nazis. And that's all it is, Jewish self-preservation. They think when people start hating immigrants, pretty soon they're going to come back around and start hitting the Jews. All this stuff comes back and hits the Jews at some point or another. It's just sheer preservationism. There is no Jewish conspiracy. The Jews are just helping themselves, like everybody. Jewish conspiracy is just the Jews being out for themselves. Jewish self-preservation.
And, I mean, if you look at this issue of, like, a mass immigration, you grew up in Orange County.
Right.
Have you noticed, like, firsthand how overdevelopment has really changed that area?
It's ruined it. I mean, it's just ruined. The freeways now, it wasn't wilderness, but we had open fields and stuff. We had a great big open field back of my house, and I used to go out there all the time. I used to take this old broken down gun, didn't even work, and I'd go out there and pretend to be a hunter or something. There were animals out there, and kind of fun. We used to go fishing at the Bolsa Chica. We'd ride bikes there. Yeah, there were a lot of open spaces. When I first moved there, there's nothing but lime machine. There's a great big warehouse, a lime machine warehouse. You know? I mean, there's nothing but farms.
What's the alternative left's stance like on wilderness conservation?
Well, I'm for that, but I'm not an insane person about that. Because, for instance, there's the Isle Royale National Park right now, which is on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and they got a problem there right now. Is that the wolves are all dying? I don't know why they're dying. I forget why they're dying. But anyway, there's only four wolves left on the. It's an island, okay. But every now and then, it's in Lake Superior or something, and Lake Superior freezes over, and so even if those wolves all die, some more wolves are going to come over just by walking over the ice. Okay, so there's like four wolves left. Those wolves are probably going to die pretty soon. And there's also a moose on the island. There's this dynamic called wolves and moose. The wolves kill the moose, and they keep the moose population down, and that keeps the forest going, because when the wolves all go away, the moose just eat all the forest, like idiots. And there's after a while, there's no more forest to eat, and then the wolves all start starving. So the wolves and the moose kind of need each other. Unfortunately. And there's not going to be, those four wolves are going to die, and the real nutty environmentalists are saying, you can't meddle in wilderness. Human beings in a wilderness area, human beings cannot meddle in it. And the same people are saying, man, let's bring in some more wolves. because when those wolves die, those moose are going to eat every living thing on that island, and it's going to devastate the, there won't be any forest left, then they're all going to die of starvation, and that's what's going to happen. And the crazies are saying, well, yeah, let it happen. Just be natural. Let's just be natural. No human intervention. Well, I think that's nuts.
Do you think libertarians and conservatives are anti-environment?
Well, of course they are. Sure, they're not for it in any way, shape, or form, ever. They're against it.
Do you think if they had their way, like, would they open up, like, Yosemite National Park
sure.
to, like, development?
Well,
and
sure. Well, of course. Well, of course they would.
A lot of libertarians, like, they believe, they don't even, I mean, it's one thing to believe in private property, but they're not even, they think, like, all property should be privatized. Like, a lot of them, they want to abolish the national parks.
Right. Everything should be, yeah, privatized the world. I'm starting to wonder when they're going to start buying up the air and charging us to breathe. It's just the way those people actually think.
Well, they've already done that with water.
Yeah, they're going to start charging us to breathe, and those people are so
evil. The other thing is, what do you think about them blaming environmentalists on the water crisis in the Central Valley?
We didn't cause it. There's a drought. We didn't have anything to do with that. There's a drought, and the farmers are pumping way too much water in the valley. And we're in the midst of a drought, and that's all there is to it. It doesn't have anything. What does it have to do with the environment? What do the environmentalists do? I don't get it. They're wrong.
So you wrote this article, when it comes to sex, nothing is too perverted for the cultural left.
Yeah.
I got to make a point. They're hypocrites because in that Reddit site, they were calling you perverted.
Yeah, well, you can't like teenage girls, can you? But you can like to get fucked up the ass by 1,000 different men. Cultural left says that's the coolest, the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, some guy getting fucked up the ass by 10,000 guys. That is so cool. That's the coolest thing in the whole world. The cultural left says that's the coolest thing in the whole world. Well, I beg to differ. You know, that's. I mean, like a teenage girl is a little bit more normal than being gay. Being gay isn't very normal. That's not very normal at all.
I think with the whole teenage thing has gotten. It's weird because, like, on most issues, our culture has gotten more degenerate. But on that one thing, it's like our culture has actually gotten more puritanical. I remember when I was in high school, like, bookstores like Barnes & Noble would sell these, like, art nude books of, like, teenage girls, like, by, I mean, they're totally legal, but a lot of organizations force Barnes & Noble to censor them and get rid of them.
Right, I've heard of those books. Isn't one of those guys an Australian photographer or something like that? The famous photographers shot the books. Yeah.
So on that issue, our society's actually gotten more puritanical.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever seen a naked teenage girl? Underage teenage girl? I mean, I have. I've seen a lot of them. Have you ever seen one? Let me tell you something. Well, when I was young, I used to have sex with underage teenage girls a lot, as a teenager and a young man, until about age 21. I've seen them. I've seen a whole bunch of naked teenage girls, underage. You know what they look like? You know what a naked teenage girl looks like? She looks like a woman. Looks like a woman. Looks like a naked woman. Now, how is it perverted to be turned on by a naked woman? No?
But that guy, that Jared Fogle guy, isn't he going to prison? Like, he was originally facing 50 years just for having those kind of pictures.
Oh, but no, he has pictures of, he had porn of little his children all the way down to age 6.
Oh, okay.
He messed up, man. I mean, that guy's into child porn too. That's, like, to me, a teenage girl is just a woman. Like, especially a 16-something, that's like a woman. I mean, a really, really, really young woman, but just a woman. You know, it's like a 30-year-old woman or a 40-year-old woman. 50-year-old woman is like, that's a real kind of older woman. But just the other kind are just kind of like really, really young. I don't agree that they're children. That's just crazy. It's infantilizing. The human race has never thought of these people as children, ever. This is a new thing.
Yeah,
we've always treated them as adults.
You know, even Roger Devlin said that in his book. Like, he basically said, as our culture has gotten more degenerate, that's like the one area where we've gone the opposite direction and become like really puritanical.
Yeah, they've gotten really nutty about it. It's been an alliance between the feminists. The feminists push this whole thing because they're just crazy on the subject of teenage girls. And cultural conservatives, because they're nuts on the subject of teenage girls, too. And the whole problem is teenage girls, it's not really a woman. It's not a child anymore, but it's not really an adult anymore either. Their sex drive comes on at age 13, and they're horny as hell. Believe me, when I tell you that, they're horny as hell, man. And they want to screw. They want to screw guys. And society doesn't know what to do about it. Society doesn't really want to make that
easy. So you said that the cultural left, they're cheering on stuff like cuckolding, men getting pegged by women, licking assholes, shoving fist up your ass.
Yeah, right. They think that's cool. Is that so normal? You know, is that so normal? You know, you're a guy, I'm gonna bite my friend over, and he's gonna shove his fist up my ass. Yeah, that's normal. The cultural left says, yeah, that's cool, man. That's the greatest thing since Kleenex. I mean, come on, man. You think that's normal? And they got articles. Hey, you know, everybody, you need to try this. You need to try fisting. You need to try to. You know, girls, you need to get some guy to shove his fist up your ass, and all you guys need to get somebody to shove their fist up your ass. I mean, not a good idea. That's not a good idea, medically speaking. Don't shove.
That can cause some serious damage.
Yeah, it can actually. And gay men get into a lot of trouble doing it.
Are they promoting cuckolding?
Yeah, they're promoting that too, and to me that's just really disturbing and weird. Cuckold. I mean, the human race has been against that, or Shakespeare wrote about that. I mean, a man who was cuckolded was a laughingstock. Cuckolds have been a laughingstock all through humanity. Now all of a sudden it's cool. It's cool to be a cuckold. Great.
Oh.
Since lemonade, you know? What's so great about that? And it's taken on a racial aspect. Do you realize who these cuckolds are? These are guys who celebrate being wimpy, lame, and impotent, and they're usually white, and they're skinny, and they're so unmasculine. And they bring these black guys in, and they call them bulls, these black bulls. So they bring these black guys in, and the black guy is like super masculine, and he humiliates the white guy. He says, oh, you're such a pussy, you're such a wet, your dick's so little. I'm a black guy, I'm so masculine. You know, you're just a big pussy, you're a faggot, you know. And then the black guy fucks the guy's wife, has sex with the guy's wife. And this white guy actually gets into being humiliated. You know, he gets into being a wimp, the biggest wimp in the whole world. And sometimes the black guy says, oh, you're such a wimp, hey, come over here and suck my dick or something. And the white guy goes over and sucks the black guy's cock.
Have you seen it in porn?
This is cool, man. We all gotta do this. You gotta do this? I gotta do this? Everybody, man.
Mostly
all white people, we gotta do this right now.
Or is it pretty prevalent? Is it like a porno fetish, or is it pretty prevalent? The cultural left is sitting there promoting it.
It's catching on, and the cultural left is promoting this idiocy.
The other thing they were promoting is Gawker promoted an article promoting analingus. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, they're promoting that too, and that can cause a lot of problems too. It's not causing problems for straight people, but gay men do this all the time. It's one of their favorite things to do, you know? Like buttholes.
Most all gays do that. You know what I'm saying? Like guys suck their ass.
This is what they do. These gay people are the most wonderful, greatest thing since lemonade, right? That's what they do. They lick each other's butthole.
I will, you know, come automatically if he's sucking my ass for about 10 minutes or longer, right? It's a sensation film, and it makes you feel real good.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that wonderful? They're great. Wow, they're cool, man. Wow. No, and they have a lot of diseases from doing this because you eat a little shit when you do that sometimes. You don't clean it out real good.
It's just like a pussy, right? But the only difference is it's not a pussy, right? It's clean. The person's decent, and the person knows that that's an asshole.
And they have problems. They have hepatitis A, have parasitical diseases. And straight people are basically getting away with it because we don't have an affected base. But the problem is, the gay base is totally infected, so when they go around doing this act, they're stand a pretty good chance of getting a disease because the base is so heavily infected. And straight people, they're just, it's not an infected base.
Oh, because they're already infected from regular.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's really risky. If you're a gay guy to go and do that, it's kind of risky because the base is so infected. You know, the other gay guys have such a higher infection rate of these things. And straight people, they just don't have any of this stuff. But, I mean, we could end up in that boat too, I suppose.
And the cultural left are saying they've been championing anal sex for straight people for quite some time.
Yeah, they've been championing that, and a lot of people are doing it, and there's some problems with that too. That can cause problems. That's for sure. It can cause some problems, yeah. I don't think it causes tremendous problems, but suppose a gay man get into some trouble from getting fucked in the ass too much or something. I mean, people say it can cause some problems for you with the damage you're in it doing that. You know, it's something you might want to be careful with.
Here's the thing is, like, I mean, they want to make, it's one thing if this kind of stuff exists, but they want to make it, like, part of the dominant culture.
You got to do it, man. How come you're not doing this? How come you're not doing this stuff, man? What's the matter with you? You're not cool? How come you're not licking buttholes, man? How come you're not taking piss up your ass? Well, you're just not cool, are you? You're just not, see? They're trying to make it cool. They're trying to make it groovy. And everybody who isn't doing this stuff is uncool. You know, we're just uptight people or something.
When you were growing up back in the 70s, how much of this type of stuff was prevalent in porn back then? Was porn pretty tame? I mean, you know the movie, like,
yeah, there wasn't a lot of that going on. I mean, that's for sure. You know. The porn has gotten pretty crazy.
Did you ever go into porn theaters they had in the 70s?
Yeah, I used to go there. Sure.
So was it
where you would see the porn. If you want to go see porn, you go to the theaters like the Mitchell Brothers or something. Yes.
But then I don't think they have them anymore.
What was it like?
Were the guys all like jerking off?
No, not really. Not really. There must be guys in there, but they weren't really doing that. It's just kind of weird. It's just a bunch of guys and they're all sitting in there alone. You don't really. Some guy might come and sit down next to you. He might try to talk to you or something, but it's like really uncomfortable and you're not sure if you want to talk to him. This one guy started talking to me once. I didn't think he was gay or something, but it just seemed so weird that he was talking to me. I just got up and walked out, I think. I should have done that, but, you know, it's just not the place to go and hang out with guys and make friends, you know.
Weirdly enough, there's still one in existence. Do you know the actor Fred Willard? He got arrested for jerking off in a porn theater in Hollywood a couple years ago.
Fred Willard?
Yeah.
I guess guys do that in the theaters, but I never seen it. I never saw anything like that. But, you know, I used to go to Mitchell Brothers, and that's a pretty classy theater. Sometimes you see couples. Sometimes a younger couple, a lot of times an older couple. The men were all different ages, a lot of young men, but quite a few middle-aged men, too.
Yeah. So, you're critical of the cultural leftists, but you're not necessarily like a cultural conservative.
No, I'm not a cultural conservative. I'm just sane. How about that? Between the cultural left and the cultural conservatives is something called sanity. How about that? How about that? I'm advocating sanity. I'm actually advocating something called being a liberal. And it would be like...
Being sane these days equals being politically homeless.
Yeah, and being sane means racist and sexist and homophobic and transphobic and blah, 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 blah. And you're no fun and you're uptight and you're fuddy-duddy and you're conservative and, you know, you're just not doing all the groovy stuff.
So, have you gotten a lot of positive feedback about the alternative left? Like, have any bloggers
really.
Came out and have any bloggers came out in support of it?
Not really, because once again, I think we're going to be politically homeless all over again. There's that many alternative left people out there, really. And really, what I'm advocating is paleo-liberalism. You know, let's it'd be like the liberalism of working class Democrats under Kennedy and Johnson. Or it would be the pre-World War II left. Or maybe even the left in the communist countries, which was rather puritanical.
Well, Johnson was pretty horrific. He basically gave us the Vietnam War and the Immigration Act of 65. I wouldn't give him as a good example. But I know what you're saying, like the old school working class Democrats.
The working class people in the Johnson era were not cultural leftists. Working class Democrats were not cultural leftists. They were kind of economically left, and they're kind of conservative culturally. But what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
But I know you had that previous project. Remember that while back you had liberal race realism was the other one.
Yeah, that sure flopped, didn't it? That was a complete flop.
Yeah, it was.
I think this alternative left thing is going to flop too, because, you know, like I said, we're polarized. You're either liberal or conservative. You know, you gotta be one or the other, or you gotta be. Well, I'm a centrist, and that's just lame. That's just like. Well, half the time I'm a Republican and half the Tea Partier, and half the time I'm a liberal or something.
If an alternative left comes about, I see it more evolving out of the alternative right than out of the left. I was doing an interview with a Bay Area guy. I was talking to a Bay Area guy, and he was saying he's going to support Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, sure. I mean, nothing good is going to come out of the left, really. Nothing sane. Left, because the left is crazy, and the people on the left, they're all completely brainwashed, and you can't go against them. I went to a meeting for Bernie Sanders. Sanders was talking about, hey, amnesty for all the immigrants. Everybody starts cheering. I said, boo, and everybody around me just glared at me. I mean, you know, they're all drinking the Kool-Aid. Everybody on the left is drinking the Kool-Aid, and nobody on the left...
That's important to point out about Bernie Sanders, because I know he gave that speech. He did an interview with Ezra Klein where he made a comment that was – his interview was good. He said that open borders is like a Koch brothers conspiracy, and it's like the corporations want to get rid of borders. His rhetoric is good, but if you actually look at his actual voting record, he has I don't know if you supported the H-1Bs, but Bernie Sanders voted for the amnesty.
Well, of course he did. And it's really important to point out that what the Mexicans want, what the amnesty people want, what they really want is open borders. They don't just want a one-time amnesty. They want open borders. They really do. Because they don't just want to legalize all 11 million illegals. They also hate all those people at the border catching everybody coming across. They hate that. These Mexicans around there hate that. They can't stand that.
Do you talk to them in your town about this issue?
Yeah, it's really bad, too. Yeah. I was in the local market, and I was buying the burrito the other day, and they said the Mexican Americans, they can't even really speak English. They speak Spanish, but they are citizens, apparently. They were saying, "What do you think of Trump? Trump? Trump?" I mean, somebody was saying first, but finally I figured out Trump, and then I just started saying, "Yeah, go Trump! Yeah, yeah." I was speaking in Spanish, and I was saying, "Go back to Mexico. Mexico's over there. This is America. Go to Mexico. Vaya, vaya." And they all got ripped out of me. I mean, that's the way it is here.
Yeah.
It's really, you're really under a lot of pressure. You're really under a lot of pressure to support the illegals in a town like this. If you're not pro-illegal, you're persona non grata, man. You're not okay. I mean, there's people who would almost try to fight you.
And like all those towns there, like it really wrecks, just really wrecks the quality of life, all those like places like Madera and Mendota. You said, and you said there's a city, what was the city like called, Mendota?
Yeah, that place has been ruined, basically.
And then we also, like, on the Central Coast, you have, like, places like Salinas, too.
Yeah, that's pretty, next to screwed, I guess you want to call it that.
So, Robert Lindsay, I'm going to wrap up the show soon. Is there anything else you can say about the alternative left and what you hope to get out of this?
We need to take a coherent stance on homosexuality and maybe feminism. We need to flesh that out a lot better. And the transsexualism, we need to take a coherent stance on that. I think the one thing I want to say more than anything else is we are not reactionaries. Alternative left, we are not reactionaries. And all the reactionaries coming to join the alternative left, you need to go home. You need to go away. Because this is not your home. Okay? We are left wingers. We are on the left. I just don't see why left wing has to, the definition of left wing has to be insanity. Apparently, left wing means insanity. Well, I don't agree. I think left wing should be for the same people, not for the lunatics. We're not conservatives. We're not Republicans. We're not reactionaries. If that's what you're all about, you need to go away. We're not for you. And nobody seems to understand that. Alternative left is on the left. Just like alternative right. Those guys are on the right, right? The right wingers, right? Right? Right?
Well, the alternative left, you're not going to like to hear this. The alternative left is going to have more in common with the alternative right than all those people, Bernie Sanders supporters, who booed you.
Yeah, it's not bad, I suppose. Yeah.
You're just going to have to be politically homeless on your blog.
Isn't that sad that the people who are going to agree with us are those alternative right people who are reactionary. We're going to resonate more with reactionaries than with the Bernie Sanders left. Isn't that sad? And all we're advocating is sanity. That's all we're advocating. We're just suggesting that maybe people shouldn't be crazy. Or you shouldn't advocate craziness. How about that? And the only people who agree with this are reactionaries. Isn't that pitiful?
I guess reactionaries have become... Well, reactionaries have become the most sane people in an insane society.
Isn't that pitiful?
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, the reactionaries are the insane people left. Well, that's pitiful right there. As a man of the left, I think that's truly pitiful. You know, we've gotten so nuts that the only sane people left are the reactionaries. Well, good job. Good job, lefties. Way to go. Way to go, man. Way to go. Way to go.
So, Robert Lindsay, it's been a great show. Thanks for being on.
Sure.
That's all we have for today's show. So take care. I'll be back with you next time.
Okay. Bye.